A man who's going to have a big, big say in what unfolds at Optus Stadium on Saturday night is Josh Tracy. The Fremantle Dockers power forward. He joins us now. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Scotty. How you going, mate?
Mate, I'm going really well. I'm going to ask you a question straight off the bat, and I hope you take it absolutely the right way. But I want to ask you, about 2 years ago, word was that you probably weren't aware at that stage of how much work you had to do to play regular AFL football. Well, come pre-season for season 2022, that penny obviously dropped because your work rate last year was fantastic and you found yourself in the side regularly. This year it's gone to a whole new level as well, and you are one of the players I enjoy watching the most at Fremantle. When is that a fair assessment, first of all? Is that a fair assessment of your career so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was just part of the experience that I had to find out, and you could argue that I learnt the hard way a little bit, and I'm still working hard at it to figure it all out. But yeah, it certainly was a big movement of my career so far.
Well, sometimes that's the best way to learn. But when was the moment for you, mate, that twigged, that you said, right, I've got to build my tank, I've got to get up the ground, I've got to get back down the ground, I've got to work my backside off here?
Always knew that that was what I had to do, but it was probably the little things during the week, during the off season, just that all accumulated to me being able to execute in that moment. So it was more than just rocking up at training and making sure I was eating the right things, doing all the right stuff. The list goes on, but those things played a big part in me being able to get to where I am now.
Eating the right stuff, doing the right things. Don't worry, mate. Some people, just looking firmly in the mirror here, never understand that. So that's okay. That can happen to absolutely anybody. But, mate, your work rate, when I watch you watching your games now, your work rate is sublime. Have you had a GPS on you at any stage this year? How many Ks are you racking up a game?
Just been holding about the 13-kilometre mark, I think, is about average. I think that's pretty stock standard across most players in the AFL, to be honest, where there might be a couple of the wingers might get you 14s, 15s, but I think that's about a standard number.
Mate, for a big man of your size, it's phenomenal numbers, and credit to you for getting the fitness around you to be able to achieve that. Hey, one of the other things I love to, and we'll get on to Freo soon, but I'm really excited to be talking to you, mate. One of the things I really love about you is your physicality. It looks like you enjoy the physical side of football, you enjoy dishing it out, your pack marks are strong. More importantly, you won't take a backward step, and if there's someone to be hit early, you hit them.
Yeah, it's just the way I've always played. I think growing up playing senior footy against men back home sort of put me in a position where I had to look out for myself, and I was often targeted as a kid, so you learn pretty quick playing against men at that age where to and where not to run. I think that played a really big part in me being able to be an aggressor and play that way.
And they don't take a backward step. It's not like they go, oh, this guy's just a young fella, we'll just take it easy on him. They almost go harder.
Yeah, literally. I've had some tough days as a 15-year-old running around playing senior footy in the country, so it definitely does teach you a lot of stuff.
Hey, mate, it's put you in good stead. Don't worry about that. Last couple of weeks, while they've been horribly disappointing, there's mounds of positivity to take out of it. As we know, Carlton are going to be right amongst it. Port Adelaide, very hard at Adelaide Oval. They're going to be right amongst it come finals time. Are you taking more positives out of it than negatives, albeit I know you're walking off the ground gutted?
Yeah, I think let it hurt so we're in that situation again, that we don't have that same feeling, but at the same time, the ability to take it up to, if not match, those two quality sides was really important.
When did it... I will ask you, a lot of teams now are doing those two-minute drills, the last 2 minutes of the game. And these are a couple of the things that I know you guys would have learned. A mountain out of those last two losses. Does Fremantle do two-minute drills or specific game time scenarios at training?
Yeah, we always do. For any situation, and not just being behind, whether we're in front or a whole heap of situations we do, you know, undertake at training and at a high intensity as well.
Hey, mate, West Coast will be up and about. Had a great win on the weekend, and it's certainly breathed some life into this, you know, Western Derby. Is it a game that you circle on the calendar, you get excited about? Does it lift a little bit more each time you play West Coast in a Western Derby?
Oh, I think it always does. You know, the two opportunities a year, usually a couple of practice matches as well. Obviously being a Victorian coming over, I've had to learn the rivalry and understand it a bit more. But, it's always good to get out in front of a big crowd at Optus and have a run around the RAC Derby.
Hey, mate, I'm going to ask you six questions real quickly, right? Because we love getting to know the player, not just the person, not just the player, all right? So these are short, sharp answers. We wish you all the best for the Derby coming up. But off the cuff, short, sharp, as I said, you open, apart from footy, name your favourite sport and athlete.
Cricket and Aaron Hardy, local boy.
Okay. You open your own restaurant. What's the signature dish that's going to have everyone screaming in the door, mate?
It'll be a nice steak for sure.
Yeah, good man, good man. And cooked how?
Medium rare.
Oh, you caveman, fair dinkum. Hey, what song gets you up and about, mate? Song that gets you fired up and ready to go.
Oh, geez, I'm not a big song man, mate. Whatever's playing on the speaker, I just like to focus in on my own, to be honest.
Yeah, right, fair enough. Tell us something we don't know about one of your teammates. Something you can say on air.
Sean Darcy has no idea on the tools.
Hopeless. Do you have any secret talents?
No, not really, mate. I can milk a cow.
There you go. Not everyone can do that. What makes you way more angry than it should?
Slow drivers.
Something little that just grinds your gears. Slow drivers.
I've got to be early everywhere, and I'm always in, not a rush, but just like to be early everywhere, and any little inconvenience stirs the pot.
Yeah, I like it. No, I like it, mate. Get out of the right lane. There's a message to my mate Tim Gossage, who's lying in bed right now. Hey, mate, all the best for the weekend. I hope you have a great game. It's going to be a beautiful Western Derby. We wish you all the best. We've just picked a song. Normally we pick the player's favourite song. We've just picked a song that's on the speaker for you just to chill out to and enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for joining us, mate, on Scotty and Goss today.
Perfect, Scotty. Thanks, mate.